Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Ready for this?
Yep.
All right. We told you that Greg Cosell, what he said about, I'm going to play this for you again. I want you to listen to what this sounds like. Okay? Here's Kyle Shanahan. Is Brock Purdy playing as well this year as he did last year? Here's his answer.
It's hard to make a lot of progress after the way he played last year. And it was hard to make a lot of progress after the way he played his 7 games in his first year. So I think Brock's playing at the exact same level. I think there's different circumstances around him. You know, our team hasn't been quite as good through this, but it's been close to getting there. Close isn't, doesn't matter. You know, that's why we're 5-5, but a couple plays here and there. And I think we're looking at it totally differently. And that's why we've put ourselves in the hole. And that's why we've made it a lot harder for ourselves here at this back half. But I still think it's going to come down to the same stuff. I bet these next 7 games come down to the fourth quarter. And we either get it done or we don't, and we got to find a way to get it done.
Okay, so he says he's playing just as well this year. Here is Greg Cosell's reaction.
First of all, I'd be truly, truly surprised if Kyle truly meant that. He's giving a press conference.
Right.
So he knows. He knows. Believe me, he knows. I'll give you an example. On their first third quarter possession, okay, he threw to McCaffrey for 6 yards on 3rd and 15. It was just outside the red zone, so they ended up kicking a field goal. So that was a great example of Purdy just not seeing the game with the same innate, refined, nuanced feel of timing and anticipation that we've come to expect. He had 2 throws there. He had a seam route to Samuel, and he had Jennings on the high-low with McCaffrey that he would have made last season without even thinking. So instead, he threw a check down to McCaffrey for 6 yards, and he threw it too quick. It was a clean pocket. He just got rid of it quick. And then they kick a field goal instead of perhaps getting a touchdown. There was another case, and see, some of these occur when there's completions. So you don't think of them as, oh, maybe he didn't see it the right way, because some of them are completions. But there were too many dropbacks in this game in which, to me, and I've been watching the Niners, you know, for years and years and years, as you guys know, in which I do not believe, and again, you know, I'm not talking to Kyle, obviously, but where I believe he just did not process the route concept versus the coverage in the way that he needed to and with the necessary clarity.
I mean, the only thing that pops to my head here, you and I have had a lot of conversations. I go back to last year. Remember all the, like, who's the most important player on the 49ers?
Yeah.
And, like, okay, how would they look if this guy had to miss a game and if that guy had to miss a game? And then this year, we've gotten a look at a bunch of different guys missing games, but we have not seen the 49ers without Purdy. And here's what I'm getting at on that. I truly, truly, truly have always believed that the quarterback is not just the most important player on the field. He is the most important player on the field, like it's a blowout. And so the bottom line is, at 5-5, Christian in, Christian out, George in, George out, Debo in, Debo out, Brandon in, Brandon out, you can still perform long as Brock is playing well. And what we're seeing, at least in the last handful of weeks, the last month, I would argue, is still good-ish.
Well, he's the 5-5 of quarterbacks.
He's not playing as well.
And they're 5-5. And
you're seeing
their record,
results.
I think, is a mirror image of how he's played, because, you know, he's played fine. Being 5-5 is fine. I know we all have higher expectations, but if you were Carolina right now and you were 5-5, you'd be stoked.
You'd be thrilled.
5-5 is still fine if you look at it and you're a game back in the division, and Brock has been fine. He's made more plays with his legs. The things that are hitting me, and I'm just looking at the all 22 of those plays Greg was referencing, these are plays that Brock usually makes where you get back and you survey the field. I'm seeing it on the film right now where he looks at the one and it's not there, and then he's thinking, I gotta run this. I don't even want to hang in here. And maybe it's because of batted passes, because he's had a good number of balls get knocked down, and maybe he's getting a little PTSD on the INT.
I have my thought on what the number one thing is. Like, if we're gonna throw out sore shoulder, not seeing it. Here's one thing I don't think. I do not think it's that he's not seeing it, because that's Brock's thing.
Yeah.
Brock sees it. That's literally what we've been saying for 2 years.
But to see it, you have to look for it. And I want to show you these during the break. All 22. And
I think he sees it.
He got guys open, Mark, on three plays in a row.
I know. Listen, what
and
was,
I love that Greg said, you know, he had Juwan on the high low. It's a new one for me, the high low.
The high low.
I guess he goes high, and
it's like a poker term usually.
No doubt.
Yeah.
And he was open on the high low. And he had Debo down the seam. And you're right. He normally sees it.
I think he still does.
Well,
so
then throw the ball.
Well, here's the issue.
Okay.
Not an excuse, it's a reason, Dibs.
Well, we don't know what the sore shoulder is.
No, I don't think it's the shoulder. I don't think it's the shoulder. I think there's another group that's also not playing well this year.
And
I think it's the offensive line. And this is always my favorite word whenever we're looking at something. This is the word that I've been using for Jonathan Kuminga for the last 2 years. Will you please just trust the organization for a second? Will you come off the bench, please, and trust Steve Kerr? I don't think Brock Purdy trusts the offensive line the way he did the last 2 years.
That's fair, and I'm seeing it. And that's why he's fleeing the pocket.
And he's fleeing the pocket, and he's getting rid of the ball earlier, which disallows the downfield. Even if he sees it, you got to take a minute to let it loose, and it's collapsing, and balls are getting batted, and I don't think he trusts the offensive line at the same level he did last year.
That's fair, and I'm looking at the percentages. He gets sacked on 6.1% of dropbacks, which is 13th in the league, 13th fewest. Jordan Love, only 3 sacks per dropback, so he's toward the middle of quarterbacks, but I don't know the number from last year. I would imagine this number is higher, the sack percentage. It feels like he has a lot more pressure, but Greg is right when looking at some of these plays. There's a pocket there. There's time. Go ahead and let it rip and make the throw. And in critical moments against Seattle, Greg was right. He just wasn't seeing it, and he wasn't trusting the throw and the read.
This is exactly what Greg said about that.
Yeah, I think in this game in particular last week, he did not see the field very well. There were throws to be made that he left on the field that were downfield throws. I can't tell you why that he's not seeing it, but he has not been as decisive. There were specific plays that I made note of as I watched the tape where the route concept was there, the read was clean, and for whatever reason, he just didn't process it the right way, and he ended up not throwing balls that he should throw. So he did not play very well this week. And the number you just gave this past week was predominantly on him. He just did not see it the way he needed to see it.
Okay, and then when Greg was asked about what he sees, difference from last year to this year.
Two things really stood out. Number one, his ability to throw with unbelievable timing and anticipation. And that's one reason there were more downfield throws. And number two, his ability to recognize coverage rotation instantaneously and know exactly where to go with the football. Those two things are not happening with the same level of decisiveness and consistency as they happened a year ago. Certainly not in recent weeks. He's had a stretch here, probably for a month or so, where he just, to me, watching tape, has not been particularly comfortable. He's leaving the pocket too early. He's not seeing it with the clarity that we expect him to based on what he had done in his past. So he just doesn't look like a comfortable player right now.
Mm.
Yeah.
That last sentence.
And I do think it plays off of what you were just saying about trust and the trust in the offensive line. And it's hard because if you're getting in your mind like, I may have to do something here, you can't get comfortable. And these last three plays on that third quarter drive Greg was referencing, there is a pocket and there are throws to be made, but you can see that he's not feeling comfortable with his current situation.
We're sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Would love your calls on this. Your assessment of Brock Purdy 2024.